The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Good Thursday morning, May 11, 2023. It is now 7:01 a.m. Central Time here where I'm at. Wherever you are, you should know the Power Mall is going to open up in about an hour. And we've got some sales going on this week on White Harvest Heirloom Seeds. This is the last of the seed kits. So if you're going to plant anything, you better order them now. They're 10% off. Same with Willard Water Plant Catalyst, also 10% off. 10% off North American Urban Spice products. 10% off Good Health Naturally products. Now, we just had Lindsay Powers on yesterday talking about that, and Justin Porter the day before. 10% off Miracle 2 22-ounce products this week, as well as the Daily Deal, which we change up every single day, Monday through Friday. You can click it, and that tells you exactly what the Daily Deal is. This is bigger savings with that one item. So spring sale also going on, 15% off of quercetin, silver mist, humidifier additive, oreganol juice, Sinu Orega, Latero Flora probiotic, and Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic and Optivita digestive enzymes. Now, why do I tell you all this stuff? Well, because of the fact that this is how we exist. If we did not have the Power Mall, we wouldn't exist. And see, we wouldn't have this little gem right here. This is a Joyce Riley commemorative coffee cup. You see Joyce on the front there, and she's got the Constitution and the American flag behind her. On the other side, it's a Power Hour logo right there. And you see this wonderful thing can be yours with a donation of $100 or more. And we'll send that to you, free shipping, all that good stuff. It's a limited edition coffee mug. That's how we're just trying to keep our shortwave going. And so in the meantime, everybody's wanting to know, well, let's see, Title 42 ended at midnight. What's going to happen? Oh, my God, you know, lions and tigers and bears. No, 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 no. The Biden administration comes to the rescue. It looks like they revived a Trump-era policy which limits asylum eligibility ahead of the Title 42 situation. In other words, what happens when they try to illegally cross the border? Well, the Trump-era policy was basically, under this finalized rule, illegal immigrants will be disqualified from applying for asylum in the U.S. if they did not first seek protection in countries they traveled through on their way to the U.S. with limited exceptions. Of course, we don't know what those limited exceptions are unless you read the rule. And, of course, it will take effect as soon as the Title 42 public health order ends today, along with a national emergency declaration over the COVID-19 pandemic. So, I mean, this is the whole thing about our southern border security. What a freaking mess. It is a mess down there. You know, it reminds me, I have to look at some of the stuff I have to look at. It's a joke. And, you know, when you think about jokes and you're talking about border security, it makes me think of that particular clip during the debate in the movie Man of the Year when Robin Williams, who is playing Tom Dobbs, gets up there and they give him his turn to talk about border security. Here's what that debate sounded like.
Go on, Tom. Go for it.
Do it.
I believe that some of these measures are already tough. If you've ever been through passport control, you stand in line with thousands of people. Eventually, you get to an immigration officer who's behind bulletproof glass. He takes your passport, looks at your passport picture, looks back at you, looks at your passport picture, sees, why do you have your haircut? I don't know. I felt good about myself. The next thing he does is they have a video camera that takes a picture of you then and compares it to a previous picture of you. They're very tough about that. They're very skeptical.
He's got to make this move.
That's what they do.
More oomph.
Meanwhile, at the southern borders of our country, 4 million illegal aliens are crossing the border with bedroom sets and night tables.
Hit them again.
And we're trying to re-enter the country legally. And they're asking you tough questions like, where have you been? Why were you there? And you start to doubt yourself, like, I forgot why I was there. I guess guess it was pleasure. I guess it was pleasure. I felt it was a vacation. I'm sorry. I took a vacation. I don't know why. And then the next thing you know, they're patting down an 85-year-old lady in a walker. Listen, if there's an 85-year-old lady in a walker and she's a terrorist, basically, game's over, folks. And when they start to put on that rubber glove and look at me, I'm going, okay, maybe we should have dinner first before we do this. You know, I'm saying, let's have real security and not just the illusion of security.
Whoa,
and be distracted by that. That's what I'm saying.
There you have it, boy. I had to play that clip. I got another one for you here in just a second. The Italian government of Giorgia Meloni is reportedly preparing to leave communist China's Belt and Road global domination scheme within the coming months. In 2019, under the stewardship of then technocratic Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, Italy became the first and so far only G7 nation to sign up to Xi Jinping's Belt and Road initiative, which Beijing uses to ensnare nations throughout the world under its boot through debt trap diplomacy tactics. And here's the thing. You know, before this rule on Title 42 happened, Governor DeSantis yesterday signed an illegal immigration bill he said was the toughest in the country. We told you about this yesterday on the show because one of the provisions requires companies with more than 25 employees to use the federal E-Verify system to check a job applicant's eligibility. Now, of course, we talked about that yesterday and what that could lead to. They literally could use E-Verify to identify people at traffic stops. I mean, you look suspicious in any way. All of a sudden, now we're ramping up on a police state. Not sure. I told you about how the right wing and the left wing, the extremes, all want control, and E-Verify is just the start of it. And, of course, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, again, has been yelling, warning. Now, here's the scare tactic. Understand, the first time I read this story, I'm going, okay, come on, really? Social Security payments could be interrupted if we go into default. If the U.S. defaults, you won't get your Social Security check. Whoa, 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 time out. Wait a minute. Here's a problem. They've been robbing Social Security, and I'm talking about Congress here, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Even Dr. Gary North, Reagan's former security or national economic advisor, rather, he has admitted openly, Dr. Gary North has, that the Social Security is nothing but a Ponzi scheme that's going to implode at some point in time. And here's the scare tactic, because many of you listening to the show are on fixed incomes. And the real problem is, you know, we've got about $1 trillion in Social Security payments to 67 million people. There should not be any concern about where that money is coming from if the money was to be in that account that is earmarked for Social Security payments. Of course, they can't just leave well enough alone now, can they? No, they got to spend like a drunken sailor in a whorehouse. This is exactly what they're doing. In the meantime, we've got the tit-for-tat shift show going on in Congress. Committee on Oversight and Accountability in the House Chairman James Comer from Kentucky. Bank records show Biden family received $10 million in payments from China and other foreign interests. Yeah, tell me something we don't know. And then, of course, you know, they want documents. They want the FD-1023 form from the FBI, and the FBI won't give it up. This is a report from an informant to Senator Chuck Grassley's office. And, of course, they don't want to comply because they're trying to cover for Biden, the CIA official, as a matter of fact. You know, Michael Morrell, he's the guy that went out and wrote these emails to people asking for endorsements to the fact that the laptop was nothing but Russian disinfo. Yeah, he's the one that did that. Now, they don't want to admit any of this stuff. CIA doesn't want to tell anybody what they were doing. They don't want to be accused of manipulating our election now, would they? And telling CNN and all the other mainstream media what to say? You know, see, here's the thing. CNN is calling Tucker Carlson a right-wing extremist. In the report about the former Fox News show hosting a show on Twitter, which, of course, Elon Musk now says, I don't know anything about that. We don't have a deal. You see how quick they are to jump all over something? See, they're calling Tucker Carlson a right-wing extremist when Tucker Carlson keeps using the damn word democracy every time he opens his mouth. We are in a constitutional republic, folks. We are not in a democracy. The more we sit there and promote the fact that we're living in a democracy, the worse it is on all of us when this country collapses. And like I said, it's just a matter of time before all these Chinese nationals in here stage something. You know, the writing is on the wall. It's just the way it is. But Elon Musk is denying that they got a deal with Tucker Carlson. Frank Gaffney, in the meantime, who's been on the show, is saying that Fox News is willing to pay handsomely to keep Tucker Carlson off the air, which makes you wonder. I mean, if he's out there pandering the same garbage as everybody else, I'm sorry, Kaylee, I am not impressed with your 8 o'clock news segment. You look like you're reading off a teleprompter. It's the same nonsense, except it's less believable because they knew you were a former press secretary to a Bushite. They already know. Come on, Kaylee. Seriously, I don't even know why you took it. And then we got this town hall meeting with CNN last night. Oh, Caitlin Collins. You got to love CNN's Caitlin Collins. You want to know what that's? Trump literally hijacked it and steamrolled Caitlin Collins. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Calling her, you are a nasty person. I mean, she's teasing Trump about J6, about the E. Jean Carroll case. And, of course, Trump's getting standing ovations. And, of course, that reminded me of another clip from the debate with Robin Williams on accountability. And here's what that part of the debate sounded like.
I fully support hydrogen cars.
That's weird because you're backed by oil companies.
You'll have your turn, Mr. Dobbs.
Sorry. As I was saying, some of my colleagues and I in the Senate have come up with a very interesting strategy.
But if you're met with oil companies, how can you be talking about fuel efficiencies? I mean, that's like being a kosher pig farmer.
He's getting angry.
This is not your talk show, Mr. Dobbs.
And you're not on your private plane flying to the golf vacation you took with the three heads of the major oil corporations.
Wow.
How did you get there?
It's like something I never saw before.
Mr. Dobbs, you have to return to the podium.
That's a blimp. I'm sorry. No smoking in the hydrogen. Boom! Hindenburg. Okay.
Mr. Dobbs,
well, don't understand.
Please,
of course it's for hydrogen. It's going to take 30 years to develop, and meanwhile, we still haven't got any more fuel efficiency. We're not exploring alternative fuels like methane. I know it's hard to do holding that chicken over the gas tank, but, you know, or ethanol, which is basically fuel alcohol. It's grain alcohol. You can say, if I get stopped by the police, my car's been drinking. Not me, baby. Or maybe helium, because if you have a helium car... If you have a helium car, you get rear-ended, next thing you know, hey, something's wrong.
Mr. Dobbs, you have got to return to your podium.
Well, stand with some order.
Some order. Yes, you talk about responsibility. What about you? Your Treasury Department lost $28 billion. That can't account for it.
Please, bring accountability. Return to your podium.
Tell me that you are not receiving major campaign finance contributions from the oil companies.
That's don't take kindly to the fact that you're calling me a liar, Mr. Dobbs.
I basically say, if this is a debate, you should answer questions honestly. You should be accountable for who you are. The voters should know, basically, what you represent. And if you're representing special interest groups, maybe we should be like NASCAR. You know, we'd be in the Senate with our suits on, and basically, you know, if you're backed by something, it'd be like little patches like they wear in NASCAR. You can say, you know, Vioxx, the backaches end, the heart attacks begin. We'll put the big one on the back, Enron. We take your money and run.
Smackdown.
There you have it. Yeah, accountability. I mean, this is exactly how that town hall went last night. Everything that she tried to do, that CNN's Caitlin Collins tried to do at that town hall event in New Hampshire, Trump turned it into an infomercial. So, you know, see, this is how crazy it is. And Trump also turned the tables on Manhattan DA's indictment, according to this. He's managed to turn a vulnerability into a strength. That's something we've seen him do over and over again. Despite this recent indictment, this is a positive boost fueling his bid to return to the White House in 2024. He's even talking about pardoning the J6 defendants if he gets in office. Those of you who think that, you know, the incarceration of that, you know, even talking about stuff like that right now and what you intend to do when you get there. If there's a bunch of people out there that are independent and they're kind of having this issue with, they think that J6 was not justified, that it was an insurrection, and they still believe this. Well, the bigger problem we have is if you go out there telling people what you're going to do if you get reelected again, maybe they don't like that part of your platform, and that might change their mind. You got to be careful about what you say out there. I mean, they're still pointing fingers at Trump, and they're saying, hey, just like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is. He says, wait a minute, you know, I'm not going to be Trump's running mate. I'll tell you something else. Why would I want to be a running mate of somebody that shut down the economy? Why would I? He proposed all these lockdowns. He's the one that did the jab. He's the one that pushed Operation Warp Speed. See, all this stuff is going to come back to bite the former president in the behind. So You know, even if Dennis Prager is saying that this garbage by Alvin Bragg, pushing a vague charge for a crime that exceeded its statute of limitations and still went forward with it anyway, Prager believes it's all part of a bigger plan. And, of course, he may be one of a star on the left, and this is what Bragg is, doing this completely on his own. He might want to be a star on the left, according to Prager. He wants to be the one to bring down Donald Trump. These people hate Donald Trump with a hatred we don't find rational. And a lot of voters are going to look at this and go, hey, this is just way outside the box, and that's why Trump is gaining popularity, because this country is in such a shift storm right now. The economy, I mean, they're calling it Bidenflation for a reason. And when they're doing stuff like this, people are like, okay, we got to do something. See, then they're putting their faith, and they're not putting their faith in God. They're putting their faith in government again. This is exactly the garbage that got us in trouble when we started believing that the jab was going to stop the COVID pandemic. And instead, we found out that not only was it a bioweapon, but that it's transmissible as a bioweapon. And people can shed spike proteins and garbage on other people that haven't been vaccinated. And of course, now we start the argument. It's also, there's some fallout from this, and it's called disrupting the American family, because that's exactly what happened. There's family members right now, half of whom got the jab, the other half didn't, and they're not talking to each other. How dare they're unvaccinated? We can't associate with them. See, who programmed them to think like that? Haha. Yep, the CIA-led media. That's who did it. By the way, remember New York Republican George Santos that got elected based on an embellished platform? Put all these things on his resume that didn't exist? Well, he's pled not guilty to 13 federal charges during a court appearance yesterday. 7 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering, 1 count of theft of public funds, and 2 counts of making materially false statements to the House. Released on a $500,000 bond. June 30th, he makes a second court appearance. That, again, 7 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering. See, what they really want to go after him for is 1 count of theft of public funds and 2 counts of making materially false statements. That's what they want to get. See, the money laundering and the wire fraud, that's what they call stacking. Again, I talked about this before. This is what prosecutors do, especially federal, is they go up there and they stack their charges so high that, you know, anybody trying to defend these things is going to be spending gobs of money. And wire fraud, like bank fraud or mail fraud, you don't even have to contemplate the use of the mails to be charged with mail fraud. That's the instructions they read to the jury. What chance in hell do you think you have of winning a case if they charge you with mail fraud? Here we got wire fraud, 18 U.S.C. 1343. How's that going to work? You see, I know all these things because I've talked to district clerks about stuff like this. And then money laundering, I mean, that's pretty steep. You've got to have some real serious documentation going on here. And why is the DOJ targeting this guy? It's all part of the bigger picture, right? Here's something else that's a little scary. Epoch Times has discovered a Florida activist group secretly sending hundreds of children transgender sex change kits across the country. You ready for that? It's called the Build a Queer Kit. Seriously. No, it does not have a can of Bud Light in it. They contain breast binders, condoms, fake male genitalia called packers, tape used to bind and hide male genitalia, and more. Several of these items can potentially harm children, according to experts which have told the Epoch Times this. Some of the group's actions appear to be illegal, at least according to the laws in some states, including Florida. According to attorneys, until recently, the group's giveaways included the trans self-defense kits. Oh, yeah. Contained weapons, including knives and tasers. The items were available to children and others who applied online, according to Cielo Sunseray, director of the Florida group named Queer Trans Project. The group's website has had 90,000 website visits so far, Sunseray told the Epoch Times. QTP's TikTok account has an online following of 43,000 people. All of the items are for individuals of all ages, according to what Sunseray wrote in a text to Epoch Times. The group's website posts no restrictions based on age or requirement for parental consent. So far, QTP has mailed 959 kits to recipients in every state except North Dakota, South Dakota, Alaska, Vermont, and Montana. The group hopes to double that amount this year. Most kit recipients are youth, according to SunSurvey, a biological woman who identifies as a man. So, yeah, build a queer. There's something else you got to look for coming at your child. And if that comes in the mail, might be a good idea to intercept the mail before the kitty gets home. So one of the things in the CNN town hall up in New Hampshire that turned into a disaster for moderator Caitlin Collins, she insists, if there were any new gun restrictions, former President Trump, would you sign any of those new gun restrictions into law if you win in 2024? See, she's trying to pin him down on a Second Amendment issue. And he's like, that's not what her problem is, Caitlin. And he, again, turned it into an infomercial. He says, I would do numerous things, for instance, schools, which we would very much harden. And also, I believe in teachers. I love teachers. I think they're incredible, and they love children, not quite like the parents, but in many cases, almost as much. Many of these teachers are soldiers, ex-policemen. They are people that really understand weapons. See, he wants to address mental health issues, which is what they should have done when they discharged the shooter that shot up the Allen Premier Outlet Mall. They should have checked on him and said, hey, wait a minute, this guy was discharged from the Army because he had mental health issues. You know, they're trying to target veterans and say all veterans have mental health issues. That's not true. But see, this is how the gun control nuts all want to take away. They want to justify any way they can to take away your weapons so you can't defend yourself. When the military wants to go from door to door and lock up everybody they claim to be dissidents, right-wing extremists, and domestic terrorists. Welcome to our world, right? Did you know that less than 60% of baby boomers own retirement accounts? I mean, with all of this stuff going on right now, 401ks, all this other stuff, I mean, people literally, 56.1% of Gen X members, those between 40 and 55, had a retirement account in 2020, while roughly half of millennials ages 24 to 39 had one. And we're talking about 401k, 403b, 503b, thrift savings plans, IRAs, KIOs, that sort of thing. To me, every single one of these things is at risk, and baby boomers are starting to realize, hey, because a lot of baby boomers listen to this show, frankly, 58.1% roughly. They're cashing out of all of this stuff. They're investing in real estate. They're investing in food, guns, ammo, all that good stuff, because now they're starting to see, and they're buying junk silver like crazy. I don't know about buying gold so much as I do silver, because that's going to be a better medium of exchange on the open market, especially in the underground economy. But this is the thing. Baby boomers have been susceptible to employment risks, volatility in the financial markets, increasing inflation, all of which could disrupt their retirement plans in the wake of the pandemic. So when it comes to this and you wonder why people don't have retirement accounts, is because maybe these pandemics force them to have to spend more just to stay alive than you would if we didn't shut it down, because they had no way to get out and make an income. The word retirement, you can take that out of your vocabulary, folks. I took it out of mine a long time ago. Not going to happen. I will keep working until I drop dead, till I'm not. That's it. That's when I quit working. The word retire is used in the Bible twice. You can go look it up. I looked it up in my Strong's Concordance. The word retire is used twice, meaning go back in your tent, sleep, and get up the next day and go to work. That's what it means. This word retirement is something that is part of the raw deal Rosenfeld put on us. Give me your tired, your poor, and we'll give them a free handout. I used to think that Social Security was welfare for seniors. Yeah, I used to. Notice I said the word, operative word, used to. No, it's not. And here again, they're sitting there saying that they're all going to default on Social Security if this default happens. Like I said, if they would quit robbing the Social Security fund to pay for all their other pork projects, we might actually have enough money in there to continue to pay. But no, Congress can't do that. You give them a blank check and you give them a checking account, and they're going to spend. This is what our Congress does, and we keep electing them. This is the sad thing about it, Will, but it's, Dave, it's the lesser of two evils. We've got to put somebody in there that's going to at least do some of what we want. Yeah, some of what you want until they get into Congress and they get corrupted and half of them end up on the front side of a camera and they're having sex with a minor and they're getting blackmailed. We don't know how many people are out there that are actually that have succumbed to this. And now somebody's got control. We have videotape of you having sex with a minor and you're going to do what we tell you. How do we know that isn't happening in Washington? Seriously, in D.C., which needs an enema, a serious enema. And I'm not talking about flushing all the underground canals and the tunnels and all the other stuff I keep hearing. Oh, yeah, they're rounding up all the pedophiles. Yeah, they're all at Gitmo. No. Yeah, they keep saying this. I don't know if it's false hope or what it is. But like I say, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? Brought that up on the show yesterday. People are leaving the state of California, and even the IRS has taken notice. Seriously, 332,000 more taxpayers left the state than entered in the year following the onset of the pandemic. And they track this by zip code. The state lost $29.1 billion in taxable personal income in 2021, following a loss of $18 billion in 2020. Businesses are leaving as well, and more are considering a move to get the hell out of Dodge. They don't want to be any part of this. Many 50% of CEOs are suggesting they're planning to leave California. High taxes, regulations, housing prices as motivating factors, not just about a loss of tax revenue. And see, now, what do we have? What is Gavin Newsom sitting there saying? Ah, this whole thing about reparations, that's it. We're just kidding. Huh. Well, Anheuser-Busch is InBev. That's the company that owns Anheuser-Busch, right? Their stock was downgraded yesterday by an HSBC analyst who said the firm is now dealing with a Bud Light crisis after the company produced a can with the face of a transgender influence. An influencer. Yeah, Dylan Mulvaney, as soon as that came out, man, all of a sudden, it's queer beer. Yeah, we don't want to drink that. And I said before that since Anheuser-Busch makes so many different brands, maybe it'd be a good idea to identify which brands those are and don't buy them either. And this is one of the reasons why, because of the boycott, HSBC analysts had downgraded Anheuser-Busch stock. That means that people have less confidence. You see, the boycott is actually sending a message. And we had a French mayor, by the way, that gave a speech. And he gave credit for his entire script to a chatbot AI program. They're writing political speeches, folks. Pretty soon you're going to go on the internet. You remember when drones were first released to the commercial market? There was a lot of talk about privacy implications of them and more than one case of where people were flying them over other people's property looking in their windows. Yeah, well, they're not going anywhere anytime soon. They've been incorporated in military. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Talk about privacy invasion. Yeah. We'll be back with more of our conversation. Rebecca Terrell is going to be with us here in this next half hour in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here in the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us Thursday, May 11, 2023. And for those of you, if you have not had a chance to either email a letter to support at thepowerhour.com or send us a snail mail to P.O. Box 14921 Springfield, Missouri 65814, we want you to have the opportunity, especially if you have a hard time picking us up here at the Power Hour. We're giving away two satellite systems. One was recently just donated by a longtime listener. We thank so much. God bless you for that. So we have two systems. Rick Kaler is giving away one system from ricksatelliteusa.com. He's giving away one, and the donor bought one to give away. So we've got two we're going to be giving away. And so you can actually dial us up and listen to us directly on satellite, and nobody will know any different. Especially if you don't plug into the internet, nobody will know what you're listening to, which is a good thing. Nice private listening of channels you don't normally get, and you don't have to put up the garbage in mainstream media. So ricksatelliteusa.com, if you want more information on that. You think you deserve a free system? Yeah, we're going to ship it to you for free. Get in the drawing. Don't sit there and think that it's, you know, it's nothing more than writing a letter as to why you'd be a good recipient. That's all you got to do. We have had Rebecca Terrell on this show before. She's with a contributor to the New American, and she has been since 2009, writing on science and energy topics. She's a licensed nurse in Tennessee, holding a master's degree in marketing. And of course, you know, we share a lot in common too, because I was at the emceeing the Halt Hospital Homicide event, and these are basically families that attended this thing of COVID hospital victims And Rebecca has been focusing on saving victims of medical tyranny. She joins us now here in the Power Hour. Welcome aboard, Rebecca, once again.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Out of curiosity, what is this article about?
Well, I've been following this for quite some time. You know the story, and I'm sure many of your listeners know the story of Grace Shera, who was a 19-year-old girl with Down syndrome who died in 2021 in a COVID hospital in Wisconsin. And her parents didn't take it lying down. In fact, one of the nurses in that facility told them that day, the day that Grace died, said, "What?" Several of us do not think that Grace should have died today. So they started looking into it, and what they found is something that they're suing the hospital about now, which, you know, you think, okay, why does one case like this make national headlines? Well, it's because it's the first case that anybody's brought yet against hospitals. Again, of course, then that begs the question, well, it must not be that big a deal. But the reason that it's the first case is because the system is so set up against it in order to protect Big Pharma and the medical establishment that is backed by the federal government that's providing all these incentive payments to hospitals for keeping patients on these very toxic drugs like remdesivir and the toxic treatments like the ventilators. They have such, we know that there are high rates of mortality when these things are used. And the sheriffs have done an incredible amount of research, and they have dedicated their lives and all of their savings to exposing this in order to save others. It's really a wonderful thing that they're doing for other people. Scott, the father, Scott Shera, has actually been involved in literal hospital rescues of people, getting them out of the hospital and rescuing them from all the remdesivir and ventilators. So it's a wonderful story. It's an inspiring story. It's heartbreaking too, because you know, there are many who are not rescued.
I know it. And Scott Shara has been on the show three times, including talking about the lawsuit they filed, and we've gotten into detail. This is not going to be a new thing. This is going to be a repetitious type of thing against hospitals. In fact, there is a we're putting out an incentive story. I believe it's in our email blast today. As a matter of fact, there is a situation with the in the health issue about what hospitals are doing. OpenTheBooks.com auditors investigated the healthcare system and found these so-called nonprofit hospitals and their CEOs are getting richer while American people are getting sicker and poorer. And of course, this is Adam Andrzejewski that's doing this. And when I read the list of hospitals, you know, Houston Methodist was one of them. And I'm like, wait a minute, they fired all these nurses for refusing to take the jab. And I'm looking at this list and I'm going, gee, I don't see Sarasota Memorial on there. That's what a lot of people were complaining about that hospital in Florida, because of the fact we had all these people living in, you know, that were elderly that I actually saw go get the jab. They were all lined up in cars because they scared the hell out of everybody down there. And I was driving by this golf course. I've told people this story before. There's all these people lined up in cars and there's paramedics and ambulances at the end. What would they be doing there unless they knew that something might happen and there might be adverse reactions to this thing? You know, what did our government know? They weren't telling us. See, that was a bigger problem. And Scott, you know, the one thing about Scott, and you can comment on this, Rebecca, the one thing about Scott Shara that he did was, first off, he understood what drugs they were giving her, his daughter Grace. You know, that was Precedex, which you should not have been giving her longer than 24 hours. They were giving her Ativan, which is basically an anti-anxiety medication, and then they were giving her morphine. All three of those was a deadly drug cocktail, combination of a cocktail, and they believe that that is actually what killed her. And, of course, the hospital of St. Elizabeth's in Wisconsin doesn't want to answer this. They will eventually, because I really think that his lawsuit's got merit after reading it. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely do think it certainly has merit. But I think that the reason I wanted to talk to you today is because, you know, today is the scheduled day of the official end of the COVID public health emergency. May 11th. So there are going to be things that change. And so right, exactly. There are going to be things that change right now. But one thing that's very important that is not changing, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is continuing its incentive program to hospitals through the end of this fiscal year. That was written in the law when they first started their COVID incentive payment system back in 2020. And so it's going to be going on. So now everything in the news is, oh, the public health emergency has ended. Now, the pandemic has not ended, but it has become, we've gotten it under control now with high rates of vaccinations and all that. Now, this is the public line. This is the popular line, the narrative. But what they're not saying is what's going on behind the scenes is that all of these hospital protocols are continuing.
Right. So, and that's a scary part.
This is an ongoing problem. This is, even though on paper it looks like it's ending now, it's not.
No. And see, now anybody wants to chime in, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you want to talk to Rebecca Terrell, she is here from The New American, writes articles based on science and energy topics. And being a licensed nurse, I mean, literally, I had Nicole Sapp on, and she was a nurse in Georgia working in the ICU. And the hospital there, she alleges, murdered her dad, who was a doctor practicing in that very hospital. And the nurse stood outside within his daughter's earshot and said, that man is getting what he deserved. He's unvaccinated. He's getting what he deserved. And, of course, he had to tell the nurses how to treat him because they had no idea. But they let him die in that hospital, and Nicole was on the show telling about the I mean, these protocols are going outside, not just giving remdesivir, which he didn't get, but they basically – I've listed 15 different things on this show that you can expect to happen if you go in there and even think you have COVID, if they test you for COVID – and you to have some sort of a power of attorney. I mean, what have you written about that, Rebecca? What do we know as far as your legal rights going into a hospital in the first place?
Well, that's the thing. People will trust that white coat, and they don't realize the legal rights that they do have. They can say, no, I do not want this treatment. In fact, the hospital has contacted Scott to say, no, our policy is that the doctor can issue a DNR unilaterally. So that's what they did on Grace. They issued a DNR, and that was exactly the same reaction that when Grace's caregivers, her family, were shouting to the healthcare, to the nurses, to say, save our daughter. They said, no, she's DNR. They never heard of that, and Grace died because the nurses refused to come in and give care to her. So, but this is, I do want to point out, too, there are three great resources for anybody who might be in this situation. One is the Truth for Health Foundation, which is a nonprofit incorporated in Arizona. You can go on their website, truthforhealth.org, and they have all of the, you can download all of the resources that you need to walk in there. They're, you know, everything's in the legalese to say, no, I refuse remdesivir, I refuse ventilators. I refuse any of these treatments. I want ivermectin, for instance, or hydroxychloroquine. And you do have rights. And if the hospital is not willing to respect those rights, you can also leave against, they call it AMA, against medical advice. Now, you might need to go somewhere else. You might need to go somewhere else, but you can leave. You have these rights. You're not a prisoner in a hospital. They act like you are, and people give that respect to the white coat. And I get it. I understand that, but they need to realize, hey, in this situation, as in many, you need to kind of be your own doctor, too. You know, this is involving faceless Rebecca. Bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. are telling your doctor how to treat you. What?
I know.
That's crazy.
It is. Well, see, here's the bigger problem. You know, you talk about AMA, and I get that completely. They have the right to, it's against medical advice, and it's a form you sign, and they intimidate you and your loved ones who are in there overseeing what's going on and this horrible care that you're getting. And they're saying, well, if you leave, your insurance isn't going to cover it. It scares the hell out of them. And they go, oh, my insurance won't cover it. Oh, no. Oh, well, we can't see in the hospital is getting rich anyway because they're being incentivized by the government. And the thing is they're scaring people by telling them that the insurance won't pay for it. Well, you just said that I'm going to go to another place and get a second opinion. You could literally go to an emergency care center where they might treat you. You can contact even Graith Care, who we've had on the show. Priscilla Romans has been on the show. They are advocates. Right. They'll step in. Tom Rentz, you know, is working with several people we've talked to, and I've talked to Tom at the event in San Antonio. It's just crazy. There's so many different options, but yet they've got it all. Their narrative is so fine-tuned. They know how to get you and scare you into submission. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with Rebecca Terrell. Go ahead.
Good morning. I have heard on another show that you need to be very careful about the admittance form, and it might even be good ahead of time to get a copy of it, although they can change it. But I've heard that you need to, you know, you're under duress when you get to a hospital anyway, so you might sign anything. And I've even heard of having something written out beforehand, way before you're going to need it, of things that you don't want to happen, and like add it to the admittance form and say, this sheet overrides.
Right,
you know, it's sort of like your directions. You know what I'm asking?
Yeah, Sherry, they have a protocols kill. We put that .com link up for people to go download two particular PDFs. You can actually go get these things notarized and take them with you and do it in advance. If you think you're getting sick and you think you might be tested, now I've never been tested for COVID and I've never had the jab. I mean, there's a lot of us out here that woke up very quickly after they started the lockdowns and says, hey, wait a minute, something's fishy here. And they challenged it because people put their faith in government rather than God. And this is why we end up with situations like Scott Shera is facing right now. And so, Sherry, that's what we put that out a couple of days ago, Protocol Kills. And if you dial that up, there's two PDFs you can download and actually have notarized in advance of going to the hospital. And you can just keep them around just in case you have to go or there's a problem and they're there and they're looking at you going, oh, is she another potential moneymaker for us? I mean, because that to me, hospitals are paid death camps in my book now. I don't trust modern medicine anymore.
Some aren't. That's the thing. And that's a great idea. What Sherry just talked about is having those paper, all that paperwork already done. It's also a good idea when you're in any work situation to have a signed affidavit filed with your HR office at work saying, I will not submit to any vaccine that comes along. You know, have that as a precedent. You know, but another resource that I wanted to mention, and I know that you've spoken with Laura Bartlett and Greta Crawford before, too, with protocolkills.com. Their website is great. They have a hospital hostage hotline. It's 888-219-3637, and you can call, and they will pounce on it. They will help you. They'll do the thinking for you and hold your hand through it because they are very expert in these hospital rescue situations. And again,
glad,
these are going
you know,
to be going
you know,
on, even
see,
though...
You know, Rebecca, you've been studying this stuff like crazy. I'm glad you brought that up, because I knew about Protocol Kills. And the thing is if you don't, and you're a senior citizen, if you don't take advantage of this stuff and reach out and talk to somebody, and of course, again, those of you who want to email us, if you can, at support@thepowerhour.com, we will get you that phone number, and if you go to our website, thepowerhour.com, you can literally go to the show the other day, and you can download the forms. We've included all the links there for you, so you can get to the website, download the forms, take them, have them notarized. That way, it's your backup. It's like, I wonder, Rebecca, as part of your research into this thing, did you ever study on how many people actually have living wills and durable powers of attorney and stuff in place before they get to the hospital? Before it becomes an issue?
You know, I don't know that statistic. I think that has probably gone up because people are waking up, like you said a minute ago, that COVID was a horrible thing. It is a horrible thing, but no cloud comes without a silver lining. And one of those is the number of people who have had their eyes opened. And they realize, no, we can't trust the white coat. We can't trust the federal government. All of those people we used to laugh at as conspiracy theorists, they might have been on to something after all this time. And so people are waking up. It's probably, those statistics are probably going up. But, yeah, it is very important to have power of attorney. And it's important, too, to realize that while you can speak for yourself, the power of attorney doesn't hold sway. The power of attorney only goes into action once you are incapacitated in some way and cannot speak for yourself. And that applies for financial as well as medical, which are two different powers of attorney. So you have to look into that. It's very, very easy. Very easy to establish power of attorney. You can download the forms online. You don't have to enlist the aid of a, you know, it's not an expensive process, is what I mean. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go out and get an attorney to get all this stuff. It's just like, it's as easy as writing a will. You know, you can write a will on a piece of lined paper if you want to. Now, of course, it's smart to have it done. Properly, you know, and you can download those forms too. But establish a living trust instead of a living will, if that, because a living will is something that they can invoke while you're still alive. But a living trust establishes your entire estate as a separate entity that lives on after you die. So, yeah, it's a good thing to look into these things and have them ready, because as Sherry just said on her call, when you get to a hospital, you're already under duress. You're going to sign anything because you need care.
For sure. Robert in Ohio.
It's not time to start researching.
Yeah, I know it. Robert in Ohio, you're on with Rebecca Terrell. Go.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to say comment about what the last lady said, that when I went to the dentist to get a tooth pulled, and they took my blood pressure and they said, go to the emergency room right now, you're going to die. They said, and they had like a quick care next door, so I went over there and they ran me through all these people and said I was going to die if I didn't go to the hospital that day. And why I'm talking about that is they try to scare you to death to get you to do stuff.
Why did they send you? Why did they say you were going to die?
They said, your blood pressure is so high, you're going to die. Even my sister's a surgeon who taught other surgeons, and my brother called her, and she said, go to the hospital right now. Don't even drive. Have your wife drive. It was the middle of the night. It's like a 70-mile trip there and back. And I'm reading some books, too. You ever heard of Sherry Rogers before?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have her book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And basically, they put me on blood pressure medicine. I have PDRs. My dad was a pharmacist. And the side effects of this medicine is horrendous compared to having high blood pressure.
Right. Well, look at AZT with AIDS. You know, when people would get diagnosed in the 90s with HIV, and they'd be perfect. They'd seem perfectly healthy, but, oh, you get this diagnosis. And then they put you on AZT, and all of a sudden, you get really sick and you die. And that's not the first time that happens.
Yeah, this medicine makes me feel really tired. And I have a farm. I have an organic fruit and vegetable farm. And I have so much stuff to think about. I think it's actually messing with my memory a little bit, too. Like, I have so many things in my mind, and it's slowing me down. And I just wanted to tell you that I think a lot of the doctors that I know and nurses are absolute pagans. They're godless people. A bunch of them are in the change your sex crowd and all this stuff. My daughter's a nurse, and I argue with her about it. She said that there's no proof that anyone was ever harmed by a vaccine. Now, is that true or not?
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Well, you know,
honestly believes it.
You know, I got a call the other day from a local grocery store. I had bought some flour, and apparently this flour had been exposed to salmonella in the production process. No one's died, but they wanted, you know, it was a recall. So bring it back in. We'll give you a full refund. And, you know, this is the thing. It's nobody's even died. There was just exposure, and they're recalling because there's a chance. We have all of this pharmacovigilance data that is collected in VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, that is supposed to be a red flag. We know it's not conclusive, but it is a voluntary reporting system, so we know. We also know it's underreported. The numbers are underreported. These numbers should be a huge red flag, and always in the past have been used as such. Now we have COVID. Suddenly, that doesn't matter. those numbers don't matter. It doesn't make sense. There's no logic to this at all. But yes, we do know that vaccines.
Go ahead.
We do know that vaccines have harmed people. I mean, that's proven. We know that the federal government, once they set up the wall that guards Big Pharma from any liability for harm that their products might inflict, they also set up the vaccine a fund to pay off families of loved ones harmed by vaccines. And that's been going on since. Yeah, it is. It is craziness.
Well, Robert, we appreciate your call, Robert. Thank you so much for being on the show. We are out of time at this break. Rebecca, thanks so much for your articles and everything you're doing. If you dial up the newamerican.com, Rebecca Terrell's got an article on there, and she's talking about saving victims of medical tyranny. You need to pay attention, folks. You need to educate even those who are doubting Thomas's about the safety of vaccines. Can't trust him anymore. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Kevin Stocklin. Stay with us.
Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com. or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.